You ever seen the 1999 film The Strait Story? It's about a 73-year-old man named Alvin Strait who wants to visit his sick brother, Lyle. So Alvin travels more than 250 miles from his home in Lawrence, Iowa, to Lyle's place in Mount Zion, Wisconsin, on a lawnmower. The movie is based on a true story. It was directed by David Lynch. Mary Sweeney was very involved in the making of The Strait Story as producer, editor, and co-writer of the screenplay. After working as a film editor for 18 years, Sweeney suddenly found herself working as a writer.
That just happened because I, as the producer of The Strait Story, it took me a very long time and a lot of struggle to get the rights to the story. It took me 3.5 years or so to do that, 3.5, 4 years. And by that point, once I'd gotten them, I just didn't want anybody else to write the story. I wasn't sure anybody else would get what was so special about it. And, you know, in the course of trying to get the rights, when I would tell people what I was doing, what I was trying to get the rights to, their eyes would glaze over at the sound of a...
They didn't see the storytelling potential of this
in
the same way
They didn't see the magic. No, they didn't see the magic in a very, you know, I very affectionately call it a slow-mo, old fart road picture. So I knew I was going to have trouble. People just weren't catching it.
Did you see the potential of this right away? I mean, when you first saw that item in the media that Alvin had ridden his tractor from Iowa to Wisconsin, did you have a flash when you said, wow, there's a story?
Well, it wasn't quite that dramatic. It hit like a more like a little ping, like a tuning fork. It hit something in me, and it was very pure. I can't really describe what that thing was. It something about the heroism and the simplicity and the eccentricity of this impoverished, old, eccentric
fellow.
Had you
been looking for a story?
No.
You co-wrote the screenplay for The Strait Story with John Roach, right? A friend you've known since childhood. How did you and John research the story before you started writing?
We met with Alvin Strait's children, as many as we could get in Iowa. There were 6 of the 7 children in Iowa. And we spent an afternoon with them, and they recounted many stories of their father. And I'm from a large family also, 7 children. And not surprisingly, the older children had very different memories than the younger children. And so we got quite a variety of facets of the personality. By the time we went to write the screenplay, by the time I got the rights, Alvin Strait had died already. So we didn't have the opportunity to meet him. And then we actually drove the route that we knew from various news stories that was Alvin Strait's route in 1994. And along the way we met, there was one very valuable meeting we had, which was at a location that he had stopped for a while and knew some people there, and they gave us more insight to his personality and also, very importantly, what his habits were on the road, where he slept and what he ate, and that was very valuable information. But then John came out to Los Angeles shortly after that trip, and I had put together a log of our trip that was photographs and just accounts and maps and basically mapped out his trip. And, you know, I fed into this log information that we'd gotten along the way. And working off of that log a little bit, when John came out, we wrote an outline for a first draft, and then we wrote a first draft. And he stayed up there for a week, and we worked full days, all day, doing this writing. And then at that point, we would read through the draft and come up with notes and ideas. We would have comments on what we had written, and we would get inspiration, both of us, for a scene that would be interesting at this point or moving a scene to another location, things like that. And we'd get on the phone, have these marathon phone conversations going over all our notes and scene ideas, and then we'd make assignments.
Does it make it easier or harder that you have such an extensive background as an editor?
Easier, definitely. I mean, I think that I don't have a background in writing, and I think that the facility with which I can write a screenplay comes entirely from my film editing background. I'd be interested to try to write something that's not a screenplay, because when I'm writing a screenplay, I'm thinking about cutting it.
It's playing
as
in your
a
head.
Film. Yes, exactly. Yeah. And that's very economical, too. I have said this many times, but I can tell from experience things that are going to probably end up on the cutting room floor, and why not cut them before you spend the money shooting them?
Makes sense. Yeah. Is there a part of this film that you're particularly happy with? Is there a scene you love, something you're really proud of?
In The Straight Story?
In The Straight Story.
There's one scene I love very, very much, which is where Alvin runs across a hitchhiker, a young girl hitchhiking, and they sit. She joins him at his campsite that night, and they sit by the campfire and have a very interesting and frank exchange, the kind you can only have with strangers sometimes, especially the young girl. And there's a beautiful flashback scene when he starts talking about his daughter, Rose, the character played by Sissy Spacek, having lost her children. And it's something that was very serendipitous. It was something that came up very late in the game after the screenplay was, you know, financed and we were in pre-production. This scene came up and David did a very, very beautiful, he took it to another level still. So I love that scene.
My daughter Rose is, some people call her a little bit slow, but she's not. She's got a mind like a bear trap for facts. She keeps everything organized around the house. She was a real good mom. She had four kids. One night, somebody else was watching the kids, and there was a fire. Her second boy got burned real bad. Rose had nothing to do with it, but on account of the way Rose is, the state figured she wasn't competent to take care of them kids, and they took them all away from her. There isn't a day goes by that she don't pine for them kids.
But you've edited several of David Lynch's films.
Yes, I have. I've been editing everything he's done since 1990.
He directed The Straight Story.
Yes, he did.
And you edited it?
I edited it, yes.
A challenge again?
No, not at all. It's never challenging. It's always it's nothing but a blessing to work with David. He's great to work for. And I think if I'd been writing for 20 years and then took on a job as editor, it might have been hard for me to edit out scenes I'd written. But it wasn't. That's not the way it was. I had been editing for 20 years by the time I got to writing. And it wasn't difficult for me at all to put on my editor's hat and lose scenes that I'd written, because they needed to be lost to make the picture work.
I assume it's the director's decision that's the final decision. The
Absolutely.
Editor can make suggestions.
Yes, and I do. I mean, David and I have worked together for a long time now, and there is a basic understanding between us that this is his picture. And all of us, the composer, the director of photography, the actors, we're all collaborating with David, but he's the director. He's going to take the heat. If this, you know, he's going to get the praise and he's going to take the heat. And it is, in the case of a director like David, it is his creative vision. And we all feel privileged, but we're all also good enough to work with him.
But do you find yourself on one day or another saying, no?
You know, I'm not cowed at all by David, and I have opinions, and we are very good partners in the editing room. It's a kind of Fred and Ginger sort of thing. We really are in sync. I understand the way he communicates his wishes for how he wants the scene cut. And the more I work with him, the more I anticipate those needs or those wishes based on how he shot a scene or how he's written a scene. And if I don't think something's working, I don't hesitate to say that. But very often, if I don't think something's working and we sit down and we look at it, he doesn't think it's working either, and he doesn't need me to tell him it's not working.
You also edited David Lynch's 2001 film Mulholland Drive. Is there a particular scene from that film you're proud of in terms of how you edited it?
Well, there's a scene I love very much, and I'm proud, but I share also the pride with David, of course, for all of these scenes. But the scene I like very, very much is in the Club Silencio at the end of the picture, which is the scene with the magician.
In le pas de orchestra, it is an illusion.
It's a very abstract and emotional scene, and those are the kinds of scenes where David and I really can work. It's a beautiful dance to work on a scene like that with David, because we sit in the cutting room and we feel the scene, and he's very abstract in his expressions of what he wants. I want it to feel dreamier or bluer or things like that, and I understand him, and I think that they generate scenes that are moving in ways that are hard for people to explain. People are moved by a scene, they don't really know why, and to me, that's a really successfully done scene in every part of it, acting, directing, cutting. So I love that scene.
Mary Sweeney, the editor and producer of many David Lynch films and the co-screenwriter of The Straight Story,